This is the Glenn Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Bart Altman.
All right, welcome to Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, by Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, and by Catch 228. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, thanks for being here this week.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys having me again.
Coach, let's just want to open up the season this week. You know, hey, you know, let's just go pick a fight with the one of the biggest guys in the state of South Carolina, right, Coach?
Well, you know, they've got a good football program, and it'll be a good challenge for our kids.
Going to play Fort Dorchester this weekend up in Charleston, right?
Yep. You know, they're a I think they were voted number one in the low country down there, and they're, you know, perennial top 10 in the state of South Carolina. Got a good football program. We'll have a chance to kind of get an early measurement where we are.
And Coach, you know, I know in the past, before you got here, years and years ago, you know, we kind of ease into the season. You know, we go play, you know, an orphanage or the Sisters of the Poor or someplace like that. You know, just or maybe just a smaller school, you know. But those days are over since you got here, Coach, aren't they?
Well, you know, I think it's important to play good competition early in the year. Gives you an idea of where you are and whether you win, lose. And I think, you know, last year's a perfect example of that. If we could have played bad teams early, and we would not have known where our deficiencies were until later in the year when it really counted. We want to figure out what our problems are early and fix those problems, identify those problems in the non-region schedule before we get in region play.
Coach, tell us how we looked this week in practice. What's practice looking like?
It was a really good week of practice. It's probably, you know, as far as early season practices are tough because you get a lot, you know, kids kind of wilt out there. It's hot, and the end of practices tend to tail off. But our kids had really good energy. Wednesday was our best practice of the year. Felt like we had three really good days. Really excited to see kind of how well we play. We got Drez Wilcox back on the offensive line, so that helps us. I think TJ just had a really good week throwing the football, was starting to really look comfortable back there. Quarterback was really aggressive running the option. So, you know, those things are going to pay off for us this season.
And, Coach, I'm down here with you in your office, and I'm just in there in the gym. And what I love is I go in there, and, you know, I know we've got a game tomorrow, but the kids are in there lifting. And that's impressive to me because, you know, I know in days gone past, you know, a lot of times coaches would lift, and then the season would start and stop lifting. But that's not how y'all do things, is it?
Well, no, and I think, you know, I believe in lifting during the season, one, because I think you can improve a ton during the season. I think if you look at our team from a couple of years ago, we were not a particularly big or strong team early in the year. We were playing a lot of guys who were young. Those kids developed in the weight room. Some of them added, you know, 40, 50 pounds on a bench press and a squat, and they were different kids by the end of the season. I think that's why we ended up playing in the state semifinals. You know, I believe it's important. And I want our kids to understand that they show up weight training as a part of football practice every day.
And, Coach, I can definitely tell. I see these young men in there, and, I mean, they're getting strong, and they look good. Looks like they're primed for the season to start. And I know – I just remember when I was playing, you know, you practice all summer, you beat on your brothers across from you. There's nothing better than to go get to hit somebody else on Friday night, go hit another colored uniform and hit somebody you don't know. When the kids seem like they're ready to roll, they're hungry.
I think our kids are going to play hard. I like this group of kids. I think it's a good group of kids. When I mean good, you know, we don't ooze Division I talent all over the place, and we're going to play teams that are more talented than us. But I think this is the type of team that's going to develop into a really gritty team that plays with a frenzy when they hit the field. They're going to play for each other. They're going to play incredibly hard. You know, we've got to do a great job coaching them. We've got to execute and play sound fundamental football. We're probably not there quite yet, but you know, Friday night everybody's going to have a few chinks in the armor. We got to make sure that we get in there and take advantage of theirs.
All right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, let's talk about the offense. I know you were just talking about TJ, that he's had a great week. And Coach, I think that's a young man. And I remember last week when we were talking during the show, I thought TJ was a senior, and he's a junior.
Yes.
And, I mean, just, you know, long, tall, how tall, 6'3"?
He's 6'3", every bit of
6'3". 185, 190 pounds?
He's probably about 185 pounds.
I mean, just a good-looking athlete, young man with all kinds of upside and potential. And, Coach, I really believe being a junior, and I think once that young man catches, I think he's going to catch fire this year, Coach. I really do. And so tell us how he's looked in practice, how the offense has looked in practice this week.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that I've really enjoyed watching him develop, kind of throwing the football and just his whole demeanor as a quarterback. He's, he's starting to become more commanding in the huddle. That's something that we've been pressing to do. But, you know, he's kind of settled down in the pocket and has really made some pretty good throws. You know, part of that is we've got to protect him, obviously. And we're still working with the offensive line on that. But I'm getting really comfortable with him throwing the football. He's got a chance, I think, to develop into a pretty good passer with it. In addition to his ability to run the ball, he's just been more deliberate running the football. He's been more aggressive with it. And I think that just comes from him getting some experience. I think he's just going to get better. I'm really excited. We talked last week, it's about, you know, we got to see how many plays our quarterback's going to make. Just the past week has got me really excited about where we're headed in that direction, because I think he's going to end up being really, really good if this past week is any indication of where he's going.
And Coach, it looks like he's got, in just watching him in practice, watching him in warm-ups, and I know you say you got to protect him, but one of the great things about having an athlete of his caliber is that he can make some plays with his feet. But, Coach, just watch him. Looks like he's got a big arm. Looks like he can throw that ball.
Yeah, he throws it well enough. And you know, it's just a lot of it. We spent a lot of the offseason, Coach Irby and Coach Harp, working on his footwork and getting his footwork, getting him balanced. He overstrided a bunch last year. He'd get on top of the ball. He's gotten a lot better with that. And he's not perfect yet, but I think he knows that, and he's working hard at it. I think he goes out to practice every day. He's got a purpose when he goes out there to improve himself, not just throwing the football, but as a quarterback. And I've really seen him over the last couple of weeks kind of take the reins and say, hey, this is my group, my team, and he's looked a lot like a quarterback this week. It's exciting.
Well, and Coach, I think one of the things that's really going to help him this year is this stable of young running backs that you've got. And just speaking of good-looking athletes, just walking in to see you walking through with one Nolan Grant, who looks like, a superhero. You know, not the biggest, tallest fella in the world, but Coach, I mean, I think you could put him in an Avengers movie. I mean, that kid is stacked and jacked. I mean, muscled up, just a good-looking athlete. And if there's a faster, quicker running back in the state of Georgia, they're going to have to show him to me.
Yeah, he's pocket Hercules. He's the guy, when I grow up, I want to look like Nolan. I want to be built like Nolan. But he's a great kid. He's got tremendous foot speed. He's quick as acceleration. He's strong. He's not tall, but you don't have to be tall to be a running back. And he's just great takeoff. He breaks tackles. Now, you know, I think he's a really special player. I'm glad he's on our team. I think he's going to have a big year for us.
Oh, I see a huge year from that young man. All right, more to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Sports Media Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Dr. Scott Morrison, DMD, the legendary defensive coordinator of the Red Death, my brother from another mother. Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, we talked about the offense. All right, let's get to the important side of the ball. Let's talk about the defense. Defense wins championships, Coach. I know you know that. How is the defense looking this week?
You know, I like our kids over there. We want to get Ryan Say back at linebacker. He was having some issues. He got hit in the sternum in Valdosta, and we didn't know if it was bruised or he was having some respiratory issues, but it was a bruised sternum. I think he'll be able to play, but that gives us three really good linebackers with Miles Smith and Taiwan Melvin, who did a good job versus Valdosta. You know, our outside linebacker play, we've got some young kids out there. Justin Fleming's a senior and played a little bit for us last year, but Joseph Beckham and Dan Morat have really been surprising. They did a great job. I was really pleased with the way they played against Valdosta. Been pleased with their effort at practice. Two young guys, they're not the biggest guys on the planet, but they play with a lot of grit, a lot of heart. Our defensive line, I think we're really good up there. We're going to have to roll some guys in. We'll get to the point where we're playing Drez Wilcox up there, but he's coming off an injury. His conditioning's not ready where it needs to be, so he'll just play offense. James Dowell's a three-year starter for us. Torres Davis was really good for like two really good spots. Gage Roof is a kid who's come on at defensive end to help spell Jordan Swain, who's playing on the offensive line. Because of those injuries we had over there. So, you know, the big thing, I like our corners and Jaden Miller and Juwan Floyd and Jaloran Coleman. Navarius Williams is helping us over there. Javen Drayton is playing some corner. We feel like we have guys who can get in and cover Byron Bacon at safety. Cameron Joseph has come on at the other safety.
I didn't think Preston Joseph had any more eligibility.
I wish I'd
coach.
Take Preston back too, but Cameron's a lot like his brother. He's not real big, but he's a good little high school football player. People are going to pick on him because he's not real big back there. But you know, he's a kid. He's very reliable. I know what I'm going to get out of him. He's going to tackle people when he gets the opportunity. We're going to have some growing pains on the outside. The outside linebackers probably at safety. We've got to find some things to cover up some holes here or there. But I think this is going to be a good group that's going to be good against the run. We've got to find ways to get to the quarterback. That's going to be the big thing. We lost EJ Thomas and Marlon Taylor, two guys who could get back there. So we're going to have to figure out how we're going to rush a quarterback. But other than that, I think this is going to be a good football team.
Oh, no question. EJ, you know, he was a closer getting to the quarterback. And Marlon, you know, once Marlon got all that going one way, he was coming and bringing the pain. And I know those are two big names you're going to miss this year on the defensive side of the ball. But I also know there's some young players coming along that could step up for you and be able to do some good things. Coach, defensively, I mean, what do you think? I know Fort Dorchester likes to throw the ball, likes to and air it out a little bit, spreads the field on you. Is the plan to put some heat on that quarterback?
I think you got to have multiple things. Quarterback's really good. He's a really good athlete. He can run and throw. They got a big offensive line, tailback's back, and he's really good. So, I know they're going to come out and try to do the RPO game, but we're going to have to change some things up. We can't just line up and play man coverage. We can't just line up and play zone. So we're going to have to stem in and out of man and zone. We have to bring some pressure sometimes, and sometimes fall back and drop and do a great job of hemming him up in the pocket. I kind of have a good feel, I think, of how they're going to try to attack us. They got some really good players. We can't give up big plays. Early in the season, it comes down to three things. It comes down to turnovers, special teams, and explosive plays. And we got to do a great job of limiting their big plays. If they get a big play, we got to tackle them, get them on the ground, live to play another play.
All right, you're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we can sit here all day and talk about the pretty boys. We can talk about the running backs and the quarterbacks and the wide receivers and the linebackers. But let's talk about, I'm an old lineman. You're an old lineman. you know, back in our day, they called them the hogs, right? Remember the old Washington Redskins, the big boys, the fellas that put their hands on the ground. You know, and what I'd like to talk about is some of the guys, you know, they don't get their name called on Friday night. They don't get their name in the paper, right?
Yeah.
Talk to us about, let's start in the middle of your offense, your center.
Clayton Ketchum. I mean, Clayton is a kid. He played a bunch for us last year as a sophomore. He's not a real big kid. You know, he's about, you know, 5'8", 5'9", 210 pounds. He's a really heady kid. He's a pretty good athlete for a lineman. But he just, you know, he's one of those guys that he does a great job of communicating the fronts to everybody. And that's why he won the job, because he was able to get up there and talk. If you know Clayton, he doesn't shut up. That's one thing you can count on. He'll talk. And he does a great job of setting the front. It's important that the center sets the blocking scheme, who we're comboing up to, which linebacker. And he does a really good job of that. You know, at the two guards, Nick DeMarza, who was playing tackle the week before, will be playing right guard this week. And Nick Mutchinson will be playing the left guard. Both of those guys are juniors. You know, going to be really, really good players. Nick DeMarzo played a little bit for us last year. Was kind of thrown in there because we had some injuries. You know, we got to learn how to compete at those spots and do it on a Friday night. Play for four quarters, 48 minutes. And that tackle, you know, Drez Wilcox and Jordan Swain are really, really good football players. Jordan's become probably the best leader that we have in the program, and probably as good as I've had at Glenn Academy since DJ Dallas. Very vocal kid, leads kids. He just does a great job. He's a great student. He sets a great example. He plays both ways. He goes hard all the time. Just leads by example, but he's also a vocal kid. He's the shepherd over there. So, you know, I like our guys. Like anything else, it takes some time to develop on the offensive line, especially with what we do, to gel a little bit. But I think we're going to have good personnel up there, and we have a chance to be good up front on the offense.
And Coach, you know, going back to the middle of your line to Clayton Ketchum, and I had the opportunity in the honor of coaching Clayton for 2 years. And you're right, he's not the biggest player in the world. But as you and I both know, at center, you can kind of get away with being a little bit undersized. But what sets that young man apart is what you just talked about, his intelligence. And I know your center does all your line calls, and I don't think you're going to find a smarter young man probably in the state than Clayton Ketchum to make those calls. But in your scheme, and what I've noticed is angle blocking, pulling, trapping, and it's beautiful to watch your line work and the young men that you've got on that offensive line. Talking about Jordan Swain, I told you earlier, sitting in there in the weight room, the last half dozen times I've been down here, Coach, the hardest working young man in that weight room is Jordan Swain. And you can tell the young man's in there leading, always leading his team. And having a young man like him on your offensive line this year, I think, is fantastic. Drez, same thing. Just saw Drez in there look like he was squatting a house or bench pressing a house. I don't know what it was, but I think your offensive line is going to be it always does. Ever since you've been here, one of the things I've always noticed is your line play gets better and better every week. And it's not because you've got the biggest line. It's not because you've got the most talented line. It's that they buy in, and it's the schemes that y'all are running. And it's a lot – you and I both know it's a lot easier to block somebody on an angle than it is to get them head up.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of the things when I came here, I looked around at Glenn Academy, and I just felt like the biggest upside we could have, the biggest improvement, was offensive line play. I have five offensive line coaches, five guys who've been offensive line coaches in my program. Coach Harp coached at the offensive line at the college level. Coach Wright, Coach Perry, Coach Jacob Guillory was the offense coordinator, offensive line coach at a school in Birmingham, Alabama. And then I was an offensive line coach for 8 years.
All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Dr. C. Scott Morrison and his team at Golden Isles Dental Associates have been building confident smiles for over 25 years. Emphasis on family dentistry, specializing in cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Mac Morrison, a 2011 graduate of Glen Academy, will soon be joining their staff. Remember, they are the only Dr. Morrisons in town. Located across from Hallway's Bakery, 912-265-0750, GoldenIslesDental.com.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is here, it should be your home for college football and the NFL. Every college football game, all season, and Catch 228 has you covered with the NFL package too. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All right, welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Awesome Nissan, and by Southern Hardware. All right, coach, let's go back and talk about Fort Dorchester. Tell me what do we got to do to – I just remember last year coaching. Lord, you just scared me to death, that quarterback and running backer. Are back. I'd hope they graduated and moved on. But how are we going to shut that team down? I mean, that was an offensive powerhouse last year.
I think they have a really good football team. But, it always, to me, comes back to us. I don't think we played particularly well. I don't think we played particularly hard. I think it's probably as disappointing as I've ever been as a football team last year was when we came off field. We didn't cover punts. We had over 100 yards in punt return yardage. We never have that. We just didn't play very hard. And it took us a while to get to the point where we played together and played hard as a unit on both sides of the football. So I think the first thing we have to do is we have to go out there and we have to be the tougher team physically. We have to be the tougher team. We have to play harder than their kids. They've got about 7 or 8 kids with offers already. You know, we're not going to walk out and be the most talented team. And so we have to go out there and beat those guys regardless. I like our kids where they are right now. I think this is going to be a good football team. I think they're going to play really hard Friday night. They're going to show well themselves. A lot of things went on in the game last year, from turnovers to big plays, just us doing a lot of really, really dumb things, and we can't make those dumb mistakes. We've got to be able to tackle the football. We can't blow coverages. We had some blown coverages last year. We had 2 young corners that really struggled early in the season. Those guys, I think, are up to the task of getting out and covering some guys. So we'll see how it all shakes out.
And I do remember that last year, Coach, and I remember last year you were starting some young, smaller corners, and they got a little picked on. I think they were maybe even been a freshman. But that young man, I know that young man. I just saw him in the weight room, and he's a totally different young man. And another year in the weight room and another year, and I just know as the season went on, he got much better. And I think if they try and pick on your little, on our little corners this year, they may have something else happen to them.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to play really good run defense and make them. Last year we didn't take anything away. We have to go in there and take the run away from them, make them throw the football, and defend the pass when we want to defend the pass. Not give them, second and 5 opportunities. So, it'll be a game. We're going to have some opportunities there, special teams in the return game, I think. I think we'll have some chances there. But we just got to go play well. And I'm excited to go out. I like this group of kids. I'm going to tell you right now, where we're sitting right now, I really like our group of kids. I'm excited to watch them go play ball. I think this is going to be a really, really good football team before this season's over with. And I think Friday night we're going to play really hard and get after Fort Dorchester. That much I can promise everybody.
Well, Coach, what about offensively? What's the plan? We're going to punch these guys in the mouth?
You know, we want to come out and run the football, and that's the one thing. We want to come out and run the triple option and run our game. But we also want to take some shots throwing the football. in the play action pass. You know, last year we had some opportunities. We didn't make some catches, didn't make some throws. You know, we got behind early and came back in the game, and it was 31-21. They got an onside kick and scored late. But we ended up making a game of it. So, you know, for us, it's to come out here and play our game. Don't worry about the scoreboard early. Just get out there. Let's play our game, establish some running game, get the running game going, and we've got to execute, you know, plays over and over and over again. We got to block on the perimeter, something we didn't do very well against Valdosta.
All right, this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, I'm going to bring it home. You know, a little earlier in the show, we gave a little love to the Hogs, to the big boys, to the fellas that put their hands on the ground. And now I'd like if you could talk to us about, you know, the junior varsity. You know, those guys, sometimes they go unnoticed. But, Coach, is there a young man or a couple of young men that are down there that you're going, that guy's almost ready, that kid's about to make a move? And Coach, I know you've been doing this a long time and been coaching this a long time. And I know you've seen it, and I've seen it. Young men that are down there on the JV, and then something clicks. They put on an extra 5 pounds. They grow an extra 2 inches, or they just figure something out. And all of a sudden, they're the next big thing. Who have we got down there on the JV that's just really been impressing you,
Coach? I think, you know, we've got a good, solid group of kids there. You know, I think Zach Ellis at safety, before the end of the season, he's probably going to play some ball for us over there. Jacob Aiken at inside linebacker is a kid that's going to be going. Tyshawn Thomas, Calden Maddox, DJ Clinch at defensive line are all really talented. John Moody at running back, you know, Snooty Williams at wide receiver slot. You know, they're and then we've got some big kids that have a chance to develop on the offensive line. We're always after those guys to compete. You know, Garrett Hosey, Kwame Rhodes is a big kid. I think he's got a big upside. Landon Kidd, Jaquez Randolph. I mean, we've got some kids down there. We've just got to develop those kids, but some kids with some natural ability. I think it's got a chance to be a good, solid class for us that turns out, you know, 15, 16 good high school football players.
And Coach, the JV doesn't have a game this week, right?
No game this week. We start next week.
Start next week. But, Coach, I just know, you know, it's the hottest podcast in America right now. Okay, I mean, this is it right here.
Are you and Joe Rogan?
No, this is it. We're bigger than Rogan. I mean, and you know, throwing those kids' names out there, getting a little love on the hottest podcast, you know, in America, is going to make those kids work a little harder in the gym, you know, and get out there on the field and want to get out there on Friday nights. But I'm just always really interested in that next. That young man that's down there that, you know, maybe hearing his name on the hottest podcast in America, the big thing. I mean, this is the big show, Coach, okay? You get your name thrown out here, you know, you're probably going to sign that big contract in a few years.
There you go.
Coach, young man that I was interested in, that I know lit up the middle school the last couple of years, Jaden Drayton. Mm-hmm. Very special athlete, Coach. Yeah. How's he looking?
You know, you said JV. He's starting for us at wide receiver. He is going to be a special player. He really is.
And he's a freshman.
He's a freshman, yeah. And he's playing wide receiver. He's playing quarterback and cornerback. And he's a kid that's got a tremendous ability. He's a great kid, nice kid. He's very coachable. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and has a chance to be a really exceptional high school football player.
Well, I just know, Coach, that you know. As the season goes on, injuries are a part of the game. You got to have those guys down there on the junior varsity. And sometimes I know those young men, they think they're not as they're not as loved as the varsity players. But in a moment's notice, somebody could go down, tweak an ankle, some kind of injury, a concussion. You never know what could happen. You know,
yep.
where a player goes down, and all of a sudden that junior varsity player has got to step in and make big plays for you. And I was just very interested to know what do we got to look forward to down there. And I know those guys are going to be ready because, again, Coach, just coming into the gym today and seeing those guys in there lifting like they're, you know 2 days before the game, and those guys are in there lifting more than I lifted all last year. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us at the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, the hottest show in America, with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bart Altman signing off.